Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke! Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Brian, and then over there is Luke, and we're going to be coming to you from different studios across the southern swath of Wisconsin, and I'm really excited to talk to you about this, Luke. It's very good.
Oh, great, Brian, man. I talked like this guy for like a year and a half, and now you're bringing him out again. We just put away Bernie Sanders, and now you're bringing him out again. Yeah, thanks
true.
A lot.
A little strong bad for the folks out there.
Nerdcore, man. Nerdcore, y'all. check us out here. I'm in Waukesha at 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. We're also in Madison on WTTN. That's 1580 AM as well as Devil Radio 92.7 FM. And you're also streaming at Devil Radio on the Devil Radio app. I just dropped a spoon in the background, and that's pretty awesome.
It's a Tuesday afternoon, Brian. It's a Tuesday.
It's a two for Tuesday.
We got a lot more than two things to talk about on today's big
more
show.
Like a tapas Tuesday. Either way, yeah. I've had two problems I've dealt with today.
Oh, I've had one big problem, but many other little problems as
Does
well.
It rhyme with AT&T?
No, it is AT&T.
Oh, it is AT&T. That's good. No, we shouldn't.
They've already taken up too much of my bandwidth today,
Is it a problem of monopolies?
It could be.
I might say maybe we should look into that.
Maybe a little healthy.
But that's not the subject for today.
Maybe a little healthy competition would solve that problem. But like you said, not the subject today. If you want to join the show, give us a call. Send us your text with a tangent or two. 844-967-2789. Because, Brian, yeah, we're gonna give an update first about one of our favorite stories to follow here. Because one of my favorite books, you know, it kicked off an entire genre of science fiction. Mary Shelley did an excellent job. And we get to see it personified here in the state of Wisconsin. What happens?
Just want to remind everybody, you just pointed out there's no father of science fiction. There's a mother of science fiction.
There is. And she was 19, 17? Yeah. She was a teenager when she created an entire genre as a part of a competition, you know, in, believe, locked up in a castle for the weekend trying to avoid some bad weather. And she wrote Frankenstein, and it is terrific, and we are dealing with some Frankenstein's monsters here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian.
It's delicious.
Because we got a headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about the creation of beings that are now coming after you, and they're out to get you, Brian, because top legislative Republicans face primary challengers rising from grievances over the 2020 election. And I start to chuckle there, Brian, because it's like, what more could the electorate that they are trying to target with the probes and reviews of the 2020 election to this point? We're more than 500 days away from the 2020 election. We're coming up on the 2022 midterms, and they're still trying to investigate the audits, recounts, and numerous court cases have shown was no widespread fraud. Wisconsin Republicans have done more than any other state in the nation to try to sow more confusion or say that there was something there without there actually being anything there in the 2020 election than any other Republican party in the nation, Brian.
Yeah.
Being primaried.
And like the paternalistic a-holes that they are, they just assumed that, you do your investigation. That's totally fine. We're going to put some lip service to this investigation of the 2020 election so that we can say that we care about it. But really, we're going to move on. And these people are going to move on eventually because we're going to start talking about how the Dems are jerks. Yeah, Democrats. Democrat Party. Look at these funny. Oh, wait, why are you? Wait, I'm getting primaried? Oh, you're getting. Oh, you took that seriously. These paternalistic a-holes never thought that their party, who they've completely told to never listen to anything other than what they say or anything other than what the conspiracy people say, and they've completely turned everything over to the conspiracy people and said, hey, base, listen to these conspiracy people. It's a lot easier to control this small little tiny amount of media that you guys consume and then echo chamber it up so I can control. Oh, wait, you ran with that narrative and you believe it?
Well,
oh, no, you're coming after me now.
And the wild thing is, Brian, that Republicans in the state of Wisconsin have worked so hard over the past decade and a half to make it so that they were so insulated that they had all the power concentrated in so few positions. But the only threat that they actually truly ever faced was a primary challenge, because they made all of the districts so uncompetitive that the there's a gerrymandered map that decides the Wisconsin legislature. And they're so insulated in those districts that the only way, if besides resigning or no longer seeking re-election, the only way Republicans lose in a majority of those seats is if they get primaried from even farther from the right, which is what we're going to see here with at least three of the legislative leaders of the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin.
It's not just some like guy who's been there for a while. It's not just this is Devin Lemon Shoe, and Assembly Speaker Robin Vose. I think it's Vose is what it is. Either way, his people don't even know how to spell his own name. That's how much respect Robin Voss has amongst his own folks. And then Senate Majority Caucus Chairman Van Wangard, or Wangard. Lots of G's, lots of A's. It gives a poor Dutch, the poor Dutcher.
So those three are...
The Dutch are nice folks. They have great socialism, and it works really nice. And man, poor Van Wangard. He just...
I don't think he likes socialism at all, Brian, but he is...
But he likes it for himself and his friends.
Well, yeah, they like the fact that they're on a 10-month-long vacation right now.
That's literally their purpose. They're not trying to do anything and get anything done. And same thing with this investigation or whatever they want to talk about election. Nope. They don't actually want to get anything done. They want to put lip service to doing things, put a name on it, and then keep the spice flowing so that their donors can have more money. And they can stay in power so they can keep the spice flowing. You see how it works?
That's how they want it to work, but they're just going to be a little bit of...
But then they're being held to the courage of their own convictions by their own people. This is amazing.
Yes. So Republican, reading from the piece written by Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Republican lawmakers like Voss, LeMahieu, and Wangard passed a number of changes to how elections are run in Wisconsin that were vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who said the efforts would make it more difficult to vote in Wisconsin. Voss also launched a review of the 2020 election with a budget of $676,000 that has now grown to around $900,000. We found that out last week, Brian.
That's nothing compared to the litigation they've spent since 2018. Look it up.
Yep, it's about $8 million, I believe, on that front. But some Republican voters tie discontent over how the 2020 election turned out to legislative leaders, especially Robin Voss. Republicans outside of the Wisconsin state capitol.
He got booed at the convention.
Yeah, exactly. They became furious with Voss earlier this year and have continued to demand that he resign from his leadership position after he punished State Representative Timothy Rantum over false claims about the 2020 election, a move that helped catapult the Fond du Lac County lawmaker to a campaign for governor, which...
Yeah, I don't think he's landed yet. He's still flying up in the air.
I was going to say,
catapult
is an interesting
choice
of words, I guess.
That's what you do with the casualties to go and make the opponents feel like you're intimidating them, right?
Molly Beck's words, not mine.
She didn't make the analogy. I called him a dead human being. Anyway. Look, I called him a human being. All right, let's go on.
The discipline of Rantum enraged elements of the party faithful who had already believed Voss is refusing to do everything he can to litigate the last presidential election and continue to object to his refusal to agree that the 2020 election can be decertified. And
it can't.
Legal scholars have said is impossible. Impossible, Brian.
Listen, I don't care how much you loved that ducky plate. It's broken and thrown away, and it's gone now. It's a one-of-a-kind plate. That ducky plate was given to you by your aunt, and you decided to throw it down and break it, and you don't get it anymore. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't. But you can yell at me all you want. I'm just telling you that you broke your ducky plate, and you can't have it anymore. It doesn't work. There's no ducky plate. Okay, just sit there and yell.
Seem like we're negotiating with toddlers.
Yes.
In a really, really direct way now, Brian.
They really want their ducky plate.
That's what it seems like. They want
But there's no ducky plate left. They switched on to Flamingos, and that's all they have at the store. Nowhere around here. Amazon is out of all ducky plates, especially the one that you want, but you forgetting the fact that you broke the plate when you threw it down on the ground.
Exactly. So that's what we've got going on here. Primary challenges for three leading Republican candidates this fall, Brian. They're going to be on the ballot. And it's just the...
I'm going to ground you, Mom. I'm going to grow up, and I'm going to ground you, Mom.
It honestly feels like that's the...
Timothy Rampton's... That's the Rampton campaign. No, Mom, you're the one in timeout. Yeah, and then they have a bunch of kids behind them. Yeah, you turn around on her, and Mom's like, "What does it even mean? How does it? You don't even know what it means. You said it. I told you, Mom."
Well, Brian, you want to hear another quick election update before we head into this break? This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
This is amazing.
This is a pretty good one as well. So, an individual who founded his campaign saying that he wouldn't ask anyone for a nickel, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out some reporting from Daniel Bice over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as well shows that Tim Michaels is, in fact, still fundraising.
Oh, good.
And the campaign says, well, yeah, we send out the emails and the text messages with Tim's name at the bottom of them, but that's not Tim asking for the money. That's the campaign asking for the money. He's never going to personally ask anyone to donate to his campaign. And look, we cap donations off at $500.
Oh, so it's cool. It's cool. You know why? Because it doesn't matter.
It's more gaslighting.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Are you telling me that a politician lied to you?
Donations.
Are you saying that a politician that started his campaign based on a lie might be lying? That's insane. I mean, he's a liar. He said that he was a self-made man, and that's impossible. Because he had to have been birthed by probably a female, I would say, because that's how pretty much everybody has been birthed. So if he had a mother, he could not be a self-made man. Therefore, he is lying once again. Thank you very much.
Well, I just find it funny because it just adds one more tally into the category of how, like you've said, how similar Tim Michaels and the former president are, because
yeah,
he's not,
he doesn't know how he got in the lead either.
He's not self-funding that campaign. He's still asking for donations.
I just wanted to sound cool.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got a little Strong Bad for you, but we'll be right back after this quick break.
Whoa, what am I doing in this tiny box? Let me out, tiny box! Oops, hope you got the extended warranty.